If you have your Bible, turn tonight to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, I want to begin reading at verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, the Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I want to preach for just a few minutes tonight, and a subject we've mentioned before, and we mean to mention it quite often, the subject of the importance of prayer. The importance of prayer. I believe prayer is a very important thing. He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So why do we pray? The Bible says we pray because there's a devil out there that wants to destroy us. Amen. In verse 12, he said, we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Number one reason to pray, praise God, is we're fighting against the devil. Amen. We got an adversary tonight in the devil. The adversary of the devil, Peter says, as a roaring lion walketh about, seek him whom he may devour. And if we ain't prayed up, praise God, and living close to the Lord, the devil will devour us. Amen. That's what he longs to do. He longs to devour us. So why do we pray? We pray because the devil seeks to. It's important to pray. It's important to get a hold of that. I wonder, I just want you to think about this while we're talking on this night. How often do you pray? How do you pray? And how much time do you spend praying? I want you to think about that tonight as I'm trying to preach this text here tonight in your hearing. We pray. Why do we pray? Because we are fighting the devil, and the object of our prayer, praise God, is to get help. Amen? We pray, praise God, because when we pray, we're talking to our Heavenly Father, praise God. We're seeking direction and guidance and help. Amen? That's why we pray. That's why we lift up our voices to our Heavenly Father. Hey, if you're out here in the world, you're going down the road in your car, you young ladies, listen, are you going down the road in your car and you have a flat? Amen. What are you going to do? You're going to call Daddy. Amen. You say, I need some help. Especially if you ain't got a husband. If you got a husband, you'll call your husband. But you'll call and you'll say, I need some help. Well, why don't we do that with God? All the time we're needing help, praise God, and we don't ask God. Why is that? Why don't we talk to our Heavenly Father, praise God? He's right there for us. Promise He'd never leave us to forsake us. Praise God. Hey, He's always home. The phone is never busy. Amen? You can always get through to Him. But why don't we call out to our Heavenly Father, praise God, when we need Him? Why don't we pray? Why don't we take our supplications? So we pray because the devil, we pray because the devil is our adversary, because we need help. But we also pray because that's how we obtain things. Amen? That says you take your supplications, your needs. Amen. That's how we get what we need. Ain't it? Go to the Lord, take our supplication, say, Lord, I have a need. Amen. And the Lord, praise God, hears our prayer and He meets our needs. That's just what He does. And he says, pray always, always, always praying, praise the Lord. It's important to pray. And pray always and with all prayer. Amen. Now, what does he mean, pray always with all prayer? Now, I seen that in the verse. I thought that was kind of confusing. Praying always with all prayer. In other words, he's saying praying always, getting a hold of God. Praying to God. That's who we pray to. It wouldn't do no good to pray to anybody else. They couldn't help us. Amen? But to begin with, they couldn't hear us. But God can hear us tonight. Ain't you glad for that? Praise God. Hey, as long as you're a child of God, you're never alone. God can always hear you. Now, He may not always answer you the way you want Him to. He may make you wait a little while. He may even tell you no. But praise God, He always hears you. If you come to Him without sin in your life, if you got sin in your life, you got to say, Lord, forgive me, an old sinner. Amen. Let's just get that under the blood first, and then I'll talk to you a little bit. Amen. Now, I'm telling you right tonight, prayer is an important thing. That's how we get things done. So he says, praying always with all prayer, praying always to God. And that other one, that prayer needs asking. Asking God for what we need. James, in James chapter 4, verse 2, he said, you have not. Why? Because you ask not. Amen. You know what James was saying there? He was basically saying, Brother Rex, he said, you need to talk to God more. Amen. He said, we need to communicate with our Father more. He said, we're not communicating with the Father. Hey, He owns a cattle of a thousand hills, and the hills they roam on, praise God. If we have a need, all we have to do is ask. Amen. Our Heavenly Father hears us, praise God, and He moves upon what He hears. Praise the Lord. So we got to realize, praise God, that we need to always pray. Praying always with all prayer. Praise God. Talking to God. Taking our supplications. Telling the Lord our needs. Amen. We all have needs. Amen. These things in our spiritual life, we all have needs. In our physical life, we all have needs. And so what do? We try to beat around. We try to take care of ourselves. Why don't we take it to the Lord first? Amen. If we take it to the Lord first, praise God, we might not have to beat our head on the wall so much. I believe a lot of times we beat our head on the wall for a long time before we ever take it to the Lord. And He's right there to help us. Praise the Lord. He says, praying always. Now, that's an important word. That means always. That don't mean just every once in a while when you think about it. Hello? It means always, all the time. It means it should be an important part of your life. Prayer should be an important... I'm telling you, youngs, we ain't praying. The reason we're not seeing spiritualness, not seeing a revival in the church, praise God, is because we've quit praying. Amen? We're too busy. Well, preacher, I ain't got time to pray. If I take time to pray, I'll miss out on this, and I'll miss out on that, and I won't get this done. How about pray and ask God to help you? Amen? You might not have to run around and so frustrated all the time if you'd stop and ask God to help you. Take a little time, talk to your Heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. He's got great old big hands. He can take care of a lot of things at one time. Amen. So you won't have to run around like a chicken with your head cut off, try and take care of it by yourself. Amen. It's important. It's important. Prayer is important. The importance of prayer. Always pray. The disciples thought it was one of the most important parts. Amen. I got to thinking that there yesterday, the disciples thought that was one of the most important parts. You remember when the church was beginning to form? The disciples over. Look over in Acts chapter 6. Let me show you. In Acts chapter 6, in verse 2, the Bible says, Then the twelve called the multitude of disciples unto themselves. Now they were some murmuring and complaining because the Grecians against the Hebrews, because the widows were neglecting the daily ministration. Needs weren't being met in the people. So the disciples, the twelve, like I said, they called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look out ye among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. He said, what you need to do? He said, you need to look out. Now, they didn't say, we're going to pick out some people. He said, you just need to get amongst yourself, praise God, and find you some good men of good report to take care of this business. Amen. Now listen to what they said. He said, but we will give ourselves continually. Now notice it. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the Word. Amen. I want you to look at the importance of this hat. He said, we're going to continually pray. Paul said, pray without ceasing. Amen. Now I'd like to be able to be everywhere all the time. But you know what? If I can study the Word of God and have an answer when somebody calls, praise God, what a blessing that is. Amen. We need to stay and we need to pray, praise God. Hey, a lot of times we can sit and if we get our mind focused and we get in a try to get locked up and tuned in with God and tuned into our people and our church and our family, praise God, which is our church. Glory be to God. If we get hooked up just right on their behalf, praise the Lord, it might save them a lot of time that we wouldn't have to go to them in person. Amen. We'll call out to Holy God, right? And God began to meet that need. He said, hey, we need to be able to continually pray and seek God's face. Seek God's direction. Stay in the book. Look for guidance, praise God, from a holy God. Amen. They said, hey, this is important. They said, this is one of the most important parts. One of our most important things we can do is pray. You know why the church of the past, praise God, had so much power? Because they had some old saints of God that was willing to pray. Amen. They had us old saints of God as willing to spend some time along with God. Amen. So the disciples, they said, you know what? It's pretty important to pray. We need to get a hold of God. We need to pray. He said, that we give ourselves continually to prayer. Continue. Paul said, without ceasing, always praying into the ministry of the word. Praise the Lord. He said, you know, get in the hold of God, see what God have us to have. Bless His holy name. I mean, I'm talking about praying and seek God's face, most important part. I'm talking about constant, persistent, untiring prayer, sleepless prayer. Amen? I wonder how many times we give up sleep to pray. I know what happens. Most of the time, praise God, we go to pray and we go to sleep. Amen? You know I'm telling it right. You try to pray, praise God, at night before you go to bed, and the next thing you know, you'll wake up and 30 minutes later, sound asleep. Amen. You'll say, Lord, gone. Amen. Amen. Hey, you know why? Because that's such the way the devil works. He'll shut you down. Amen. He don't want you to pray. He don't want to talk to you. This old flesh don't want you to talk to your Heavenly Father. Because He knows that He's going to give you hell. But praise God, when we get this constant, persistent prayer, amen, this untiring prayer, you say, well, how do I get that, praise the Lord? You pray in the Spirit. Amen? In the Spirit. Because the Spirit knows what we need. Amen? We don't know, but the Spirit does. Look at Romans chapter 8. Paul was preaching on the Spirit and the preaching. He said, likewise, verse 26, he said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. That's that lack of strength that we have. Amen. Our infirmities, that lack of strength that me and you have to do what we need to do. He said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And He, the Spirit of God, that searches the hearts, knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because He maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen? So when we get hooked up, praise God, we get in the Spirit and we get mindful of the Spirit and we get mindful of God. Praise the Lord. We get in a situation and a state of mind where we can get into the throne room of grace. That's where we need to get to tonight. I don't believe a whole lot of us. Hey, listen, did you hear what I said? I don't believe a whole lot of us ever get past the ceiling. Amen? Much less through the starry atmosphere. Amen? We can't even get through the first heaven, much less to the third heaven. Amen? You know I'm telling it right. Just say, oh me. Amen? Just say, oh me. But Paul, praise God, Paul believed in prayer. He believed in getting through. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. He said, wherefore I also, after I heard of your joy, your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, listen to this, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, now listen to this, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Amen. Paul said, you know what? I heard some of you just getting hooked up with God. He said, I heard about your faith, glory to God, and I'm praying for you. I without ceasing, I cease not to pray for you. that God will give you, praise God, wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Amen. That's what Paul says, praise God. Now look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1. Paul says, it tells him just about the same thing. Colossians chapter 1 verse 9, he said, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, amen, heard about the love and the spirit, the love that they had for one another in the spirit, he said, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might, now listen to this, be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, listen, we pray. He said, we pray. We do not cease to pray that God will help you, give you wisdom and spiritual understanding. You know what would help our church? You know what would set it on fire? You know what would start Holy Ghost revival? If we begin to pray for each other for wisdom and Holy Ghost spiritual understanding. Amen. Praise the Lord. It'd help our hearts, praise God. It'd send us yonder. But he goes on, Paul, I'll tell you what a blessing. Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. He continues, verse 10. He said, night and day, praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Amen. Paul said, night and day we're praying for you. Not just when we think about it. He said, we make a point of praying for you night and day. You know what a difference that would make? In your own life, much less in the life of everybody around you. Then he goes on in 2 Timothy chapter 1. He's talking to young Timothy, verse 3. He said, I thank God, whom I served my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, what? Night and day. Amen? The importance of prayer. Why was old Paul so full of God? Why was Paul able to accomplish what he accomplished? Because of prayer. He had a good prayer life. He was reaching out and getting a hold of God of a morning, of a night, and of a noonday. Praise the Lord. Calling out, talking to the Lord. What a blessing. So we see it's always calling out in the Spirit. Paul would cry out. But we see the Lord in His earthly ministry. The same thing. In the Lord's earthly ministry, it mentions prayer over 25 times, either pray or prayer over 25 times in the Gospels, in the four Gospels. He mentions prayer, the Lord's prayer life, in a couple of them, Mark 1 and 35. It said, and in the morning, now listen to this, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Now Jesus had been healing and doing all kinds of magnificent miracles all that day before. And if there's anybody that was wore out, needed rest, it was Jesus. Amen. But you know what he needed more than his rest? He needed to get a hold of the Father. Amen. Praise God. He was about the Father's business and he needed to reach out, praise God, and touch the throne room of grace. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 6 verse 12. He said, and it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. All night long, Jesus prayed. You say, well, why did he? He was God incarnate because he needed to talk to the Father. Amen. He was the Son and he needed to talk to the Father. Just like me and you are children of God and we need to talk to our Father. But you know what's unique about our Lord Jesus Christ? Now get this. The Bible said He went out. Amen? The Bible said that Jesus went out to pray. What does that mean? That means He separated Himself for a time of communication, communion with the Father. If we're going to pray, praise God, we're going to have to separate ourselves from this world. You ain't going to pray, praise God, when you're sitting there with the television on. You can't pray during the commercials. That ain't going to work. Amen? You can't pray while you're cooking supper. Amen? You can't pray while you're trying to get the kids ready for bed. We got to separate ourselves. He said he went out, praise God, and he prayed. Me and you have to separate ourselves, praise God. We have to take ourselves back away. We have to step back. We have to take time, amen, and to pray. Amen. We have to do that. We have to set us a schedule. We have to, hey, just like we do anything else, we'll say, you know what? From this time to this time every day, that's a time that I can do it. I'm going to take time and pray. Amen. Have to set you a time. And you'd have to dedicate it to the Lord. Amen. To praying. Talking to our Heavenly Father. Amen. That's what Jesus did. He took time to pray. He separated Himself to pray. He couldn't pray in all that mass, all that rumble going on, all them people. But He separated Himself. He withdrew Himself, made it into a place by Himself. And He prayed. He prayed that morning, early in the morning, way before daylight. He got up or sacrificed some sleep. Amen? Probably wore out, probably needed, but He sacrificed some sleep to talk to the Father on our behalf. Amen. He did. And then it says, one night He spent all night long, went up on the mountain, separated Himself, snuck off from the boys. Amen. Snuck off from the boys. I don't need nobody. I'm going to go pray. Now, it's good to pray with a group. It's good to get together and pray. We ought to do more of that. Amen. We ought to get together and pray more. It would work. It would do wonders in our life. I thank God for our prayers that we do, that we lift up here. But the Bible said He separated Himself and He prayed all night. How many times have you ever prayed all night? Has anybody here ever prayed all night? One? Amen. I didn't fall asleep in the middle of it. I mean, prayed all night, earnestly pray all night. The frequent fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Why don't we have power with God no more? Because we don't pray like we should. But you know why we don't pray? Because we start to pray and the old devil, he'll snatch it away from us. Amen. He will. He'll rock you to sleep. He'll put you to sleep. I mean, you start to read your Bible or you try to pray, and old devil, he'll shut you down that quick, fast, and hurry. But you know what? He said, if we go out, if we separate ourselves from the devil, and separate ourselves from the world, and separate ourselves unto God, and we begin to pray. And you know how we need to pray? We need to talk to Him. Amen. I mean, talk to Him out loud. See, the devil, it's hard for you to go to sleep when you're talking. Now, some of you probably talk in your sleep. Amen. A lot of people do that. But praise God, if we're going to have victory in our prayer life, we're going to have to pray to God. We're going to separate ourselves, and we're going to have to pray out loud. Amen. That's the only way you're going to be able to stay focused. You're going to have to pray out loud. You're going to have to go to the throne of grace and enter in before Him. And you have to recognize Him as your Father in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. High and lifted up, God. Say, come in boldly before the throne of grace to talk to the Heavenly Father. Make a point to talk to God. I'm not talking about to say a little prayer. I mean, I'm talking about going in with a purpose to talk to God. Man, it makes a difference. It makes a difference. You know what I've started doing? The way I've started praying, I start setting aside a time every morning. You say, well, preacher, now you're not working. You've got all the time in the world. Yeah, I know. So I take a time of a day, of a morning. And I take, you know what I do? Let me show you what I do. I go in before God and I say, Lord, I want to talk to You. Heavenly Father, God of glory, we'll talk to You a little while. And I get out a list of names. People of this church. Every name, every family member is on the list. And I call out to God loudly and I talk to Him. I pray. I say, Lord, I need You to touch me and my little wife. Amen. We're the top of the list. But I say, Lord, just bless us and help us, God, to just minister for You. And then I begin to pray over these names one by one. Amen. And ask God to help them to meet their need. Some things I know, some things You have communicated to me, some different issues in your life. And I take them to the throne of grace. And I say, oh God, help Your people. Amen. Lord, please touch them, God. You know this, You know that. God, please move in this. And I begin to pray. It takes a while. 30, 40 minutes sometimes, depending on the day. But I pray and I say, Lord, please touch them. Amen. And when I get to the end, and I put you in first. Amen. I put you, and then when I get done, then I come back to me and my family. Amen. I put you first. I said, Lord, just touch us, God. But I said, Lord, please touch our people. And when I get through the list, I say, Lord, you know our little church. You know what we need. You know where we need to go. You know how we need to go. And Lord, we need you to help us. And God, I pray that you take each one of these that I've mentioned to you, that I've called out by name. I mean, I'm talking about your families, your children. Amen. Call them out. You know what you do? You put aside yourself when you do that. You get past yourself and you start thinking about somebody else. You know what that is? That's Christ-likeness. Because then everybody else becomes part of your family. It draws you together. It helps you to communicate with them, praise the Lord, and communicate for them. And God begins to bless you. And I tell you, by the time you get to the end of it, you ain't worried about yourself. Amen. You're just saying, Lord, please help my brother, help my sister, help these children. Praise the Lord. Because why? Because that's what Jesus did. He prayed. He prayed. Not only he didn't pray for himself, he prayed for all those around him. And he took time out. He separated himself and took the time. He said, well, preacher, I ain't got that kind of time. Really? Well, how many hours of TV do you watch a day? How many hours a day do you spend on Facebook? Hello? How many hours do you spend on your Facebook? How many hours do you spend farming on your farm thing? I don't even know what it's called. How many hours a day do you do that? But what if you took 20 minutes to pray over this list? I mean, putting your brothers and sisters before you, lifting them up. I mean, taking them right into the throne of grace and say, Lord, help my brothers, help my sister, help our prayer life. Amen. Help us to draw closer than we've ever been. I wonder what kind of difference that would make in our lives. I wonder what difference it would make in their lives. But I wonder what difference it would make in our lives. We'd have a line of communication with God where we could talk to Him one-on-one. I mean, just talk to Him, just like I'm preaching to you tonight in an audible voice. Call Him out and say, Lord, help my brother. Lord, help my sister. Lord, help these youngins. Amen. Help these that struggle. Help these that need a special touch. Lord, would you help tonight? Well, I wonder what would happen. I wonder what would take off here if we was to do that. If we take time to sit down by ourselves somewhere and take your list. Everybody's got a list. People in the church. What if we started just praying? Say, Lord, you know, Brother Bill, Miss Peggy, God, I pray that you touch them, help them. God, I pray that you touch their children. God, I pray that you touch their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. Lord, I pray that you'd help them to be that light and a beacon, praise God, that would draw them out of that darkness into the light. Call them one by one. Go back through the pews and say, Lord, here they are. Standing, they need God, Lord, to help them, please. You know what a difference that'd make? God began to move in a miraculous way. We'd begin to see souls saved. We'd begin to see church get on fire for God. But he said, we've got to pray always. We're going to have to make time, youngins, to pray. We're going to have to make, if we want to see God, we're living in the last days. If we're going to do anything, we better do it now. And if we're going to pray, if we're going to communicate with God, we better learn to do it today. And the only way we can do it is to take time, separate ourselves from the world, find us a time, and say, Lord, I need to talk to you. And call out to Him in prayer. Amen. See, the Lord Jesus Christ is our example. Amen. He's our example here on earth. And prayer took up a significant amount of His time. Amen. The prayer life of Jesus, it was significant. That took a significant part of His time. But what about me and you today? What about me and you today? How much time do we spend in prayer? How much time do we take to call out on behalf of others to the Lord God of glory? We call ourselves followers of Christ. But if we're not taking time, separating ourselves, going away, separating ourselves, we said He went out. He separates it. If we're not separating ourselves to talk, then we can't say that we're followers of Christ. We can't say that because we're not separating ourselves for the cause of Christ. Amen. If we're going to call ourselves followers of Christ, then we've got to take time. We've got to separate ourselves and take time to pray. We have to go into the throne of grace and say, Lord God of glory, here I am. And Lord, I want to bring up some issues. I want to bring up my brother. And I want to all these things, these supplications. And you get to bringing up other people. You get to praying for other people. Boy, you talk about the love of God. And by the time I get through this thing, sometimes I'm so full. I'm telling you, sometimes by the time I get to the end of that, I'm so full, praise God. I just say, Lord, thank you. Glory to God. I couldn't ask for nothing else today, Lord. Thank you for hearing and answering prayers. You say, preacher, it fills you up. I mean, because that's unselfishness. Amen? It's not about you no more, but it's about the brothers and sisters in Christ. It's being Christ-like. Boy, I tell you, I got to hold that, and it's helping me. Praise the Lord. It's not about me, but it's about everybody else. Because you know what? No matter what kind of day you're having, there's always somebody having one a little bit worse. Amen. You don't believe it, you go up there to the hospital and walk around a couple of days. Boy, you'll think, boy, that's a pitiful situation. And it won't be but a little ways, maybe the next hallway, and you'll see somebody a whole lot worse. Amen. But boy, I tell you, when you get to lifting up God, the importance of prayer. Youngins, I can't get to you tonight the importance of our prayer life. We need to start taking time to pray. Amen. Take time to pray. Cut the TV off. Of eating. Take 20 minutes and just take your list and pray for those people in that list. And guess what? If somebody else do that, then you'll be praying for them. And they're over here. They'll be praying for you. See what I'm saying? You see how this thing can begin to escalate? You see how this thing can begin to get wheels on it, begin to move? Amen. When we take the time to pray. You know, we all think we're all that. But if our prayer life isn't any good, man, we're not hooked up with God. We're not communicating with Him. And how many of us would, if you didn't ever, you know, you say that you're saved and you love the Lord. But let me ask you this. If your father, if you say you love your father and you never communicate to him, you never talk to him, How's that showing him love? Don't you think he wants to hear from you? Don't you think I tell you, I love to hear from my children. If they don't call me, they'll text me, or I'll text them every day. And I'll say, how you doing? I love you. And they'll say, okay. So, well, I love you too, Daddy. And it blesses my heart. Well, how much more do you think God wants to hear from us, from His children? But how many times do we go for days at a time and never talk to God? Never talk to Him. I just wonder, how much do we really love Him? If we really love Him tonight, we want to communicate with Him. We want to talk to Him. And I tell you what, you ought to try it. Because I believe you'll find out you like it. Amen? And I know that He'll like it. I know He will. He likes to hear from us. Amen? He likes to communicate with us. Praise the Lord. He even likes to answer our prayers. Amen. It brings glory to His name. And then we get to praise Him. Amen. Kind of like we're doing now. Just praise Him for what He's already done. Amen. You pray and He answers and you say, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And it brings Him honor and brings Him glory. But we need to remember to pray. You say, well, preacher, I didn't really know who to pray for. Well, now you've got a list. Amen. And coming back to the beginning, me and Teresa's at the top. We could use all the prayers we could get. Amen. I'd appreciate prayers every day. Amen. Because the devil sure fights us sore. Amen. He's an adversary. He's a roaring lion. Praise God, seeking whom he may devour. But if we'll just pray. See, it's an important thing, prayer. Prayer is an important thing. We need to practice it. We need to practice it.